Don't tell mom and dad, but they're right. Our actions do speak louder than our words. Although we say we want our young people to grow in faith, tell me, do we set good examples for our young people? What we say and do in the home, do we set good examples for our young people? The fact that we're always in church, do we set good examples for our young people? Our actions speak louder than our words, and our actions affect others. We do not live in isolation, and Jesus never wanted Christianity to be lived out in isolation either. The first mark of faith in the Gospels is responsible behavior. Another mark of faith is forgiveness. Seven times a day, the Gospel suggests in Luke 17, forgiveness is to be complete and unlimited. We cannot do that on our own. Forgiveness is given by God, and we need to continually work to forgive others. Faith means forgiving people. And once again, we see that faith is corporate. Forgiveness is what? It's a relational activity, right? It doesn't take place in isolation. Ultimately, forgiveness is that aspect of faith that can free us from the past and enable us to move on. Think about it. Many of us, we can forgive other people very easily, but what do we have trouble with? Forgiving ourselves. But let me ask you something. Can you truly forgive others when you haven't forgiven yourself? That aspect of faith that can free us from the past and enable us to move on. It is God's gift of forgiveness that gives us the grace to forgive others. So the first two marks of faith are responsible behavior and forgiveness. The third characteristic Jesus speaks of in the gospel is service. We are called and empowered by God to reach out to others. Again, this is, guess what, a corporate activity, a communal activity. It's not something that's done in isolation. But Jesus says that after we serve, we should not expect special treatment. In other words, you know that old, old hymn, Jewels in My Crown? Anybody heard of that? Sorry, there ain't no jewels and no crown. Why? Oh, Eric, that's why I've done all the good I've done, because I wanted jewels in my crown when I got to heaven. No jewels, no crown. Because when you serve others, you're simply doing what you were created to do. Why should you have a jewel in your crown when you're just doing what you're supposed to do? Jesus says that we have done only what we ought to have done by serving others. Once upon a time, a person was allowed to visit both heaven and hell. The person went first to hell, where she was surprised to discover how nice it was. In fact, it was an absolutely wonderful place, like a luxury hotel with every imaginable amenity. People were sitting at beautiful banquet tables with the best of everything. There was so much food, it was piled on people's plates, and oh, did it smell so good. Yet no one was eating. It was then she noticed that people's arms were 6 feet long, and they had no elbows. They couldn't bend their arms, and therefore they couldn't eat, surrounded with great smelling food, and they were starving to death, literally. Then she was taken to heaven, where she was shocked to find the exact same situation. Just awesome amenities in this hotel-like situation. There too, the people, believe it or not, had 6 foot arms with no elbows. But there, people were celebrating and feasting with great joy. You see, in heaven, the people, you can finish the sentence with me, were feeding each other, right?